leases, you can do certain things.
But when I signed, for example, when I signed that lease, and I don't know what, how many other leases would be affected by, when I signed that lease, that was my understanding going into that contract with the county. Mm-hmm. And I haven't read the rest of them, so I can't say whether right. it may not be an issue.
Well, we got time to debate that.
Right.
And discuss it, yeah. Read it, ruminate on it, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the rules thing, you know, we were back and forth on certain things, and I know mm-hmm. I was completely changed our minds on certain things. We originally raised and said, yeah. No, not no, but hell no, and then came around saying that's fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at our last meeting, you were talking about the FBOs at Daytona and the big flight planning rooms and pilot lounges and stuff. I mean, that's kind of a minimum standards type of a discussion. You know, if that's what you want for this airport, you know, that you would make that a minimum standard. It, you know, the next FBO or the next time somebody builds a pilot lounge, it needs to be this dimension and you know, these services. If that's what you think this airport needs and what we ought to have. So, I mean, the same thing with, you know, like a charter service. Whatever standards you think this airport should have for a charter service, you know, the people that develop a charter service need to meet that standard. So we can go back on that, like Larry said. Okay, so if you have an agreement and you're not doing it now, once the standard is the way this is written, and that's pretty standard stuff for the minimum standards documents I've seen, you know, you would have to follow these minimum standards. If you have an agreement to operate a business and you are providing those services, then these standards would not apply. If you have an agreement to operate a business and you're operating that business, but you're going to materially change that business, which would be up to the county the way this is written, then you would also have to meet these standards. You know, if you know, your charter service is, you know, you've got a six-seat airplane and everything's fine with that, you decide you want to buy a DC-9, you know, that's probably a material change. You know, things like passenger waiting areas and insurance and everything else is going to change along with that. So, you know, again, if you make a material change, you would have to meet the standards. If you don't have an agreement with the county, but you're providing you have an aeronautical business out here, the way this is written, you would have 12 months from the date the county council adopts this to come into compliance and have an agreement with the county to operate that business.
Do we have much of that?
I think we've got an aerial photography business out here. We've got probably a couple people renting hangar space, which is a commercial aircraft storage business that may not be in the lease.
Don't the old standards apply to lease?
There are no minimum standards right now. It's a free for all.
When was the abolition?
Was it a year ago? 2 years now? It was in April. I don't think it was last April, but we've been talking about this for a while. But
yeah,
it's,
I just want to buy this to remember exactly
when. Okay. But we do have businesses that people that are operating commercial aeronautical activities that have no permit lease agreement with the county to do so. And again, it goes back to where we started. You know, does the county have the authority? And should they exercise it to regulate business at the airport?
So if Joe Snuffy builds a hangar, and can he allow somebody to park other aircraft in there? Are you considering that a commercial business?
If he's receiving compensation for it, then that